Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
And you know what that song means? It's time for Joe and Cindy Farini. 7:14 now. We're Brian and Kathleen, and Joe and Cindy join us every week this half hour to answer your questions about marriage and help us all grow stronger in our marriages. Thanks for coming back, you guys.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
So you got a note from somebody who's stuck in a rut in their relationship. What's the rut they're stuck in here?
Well, we all have a rut here or there, so eventually we'll get there. This particular couple was asking, they've been really trying to work on their marriage and find different ways to make it better. And one of their frustrations was whenever she makes plans, she's the planner, he tends to either remake them or give her an idea of what would be to make it better. And so she's trying to figure out how to maneuver this without, you know, a whole lot of frustration or a lot of, you know, animosity between each
other. Right. Because he probably thinks that he's helping.
Yes, I would think so. Yeah.
So should he stop it?
Well, it's interesting because as we talked about this last night, Joe and I came to this at two different angles. So I'll just go ahead and go first, but I liked some of the things that Joe was thinking about too. Actually, as we were reading this over, Joe says, well, that sounds like us.
Really?
That sounds exactly like us.
What does it look like for you? How does this happen for you?
Well, I am the planner in our family. Joe's a planner too, but as it comes to things, you know, within our family, with the children, vacations, all that sort of thing, I tend to be more of the planner. And sometimes I will have everything planned, and then Joe will say, what about this? Or why didn't you do it this way? And not necessarily negatively, but just sort of interjecting a thought.
Yeah.
Now, I could see where that could get really frustrating, because I know that sometimes to get something planned, it isn't just a matter of one phone call or one text or one something. It's involving a number of people, a number of ideas, and a number of communications.
Right.
And so sometimes I don't really welcome that in terms of, like, I did this already. Like, it's done, and I did this already. And so what we kind of have come up with, or at least what I've been doing, is I definitely welcome the thoughts, but it's easier if I do it on the front end rather than the back end of it. So saying, hey, Joe, this is something that's come up. What do you think we should do? How should we plan it? As opposed to waiting till it's all planned and then he has an opinion or a new thought or something like that. And so I think, so for us, when that happens, if he has a thought afterwards, I will say, it's okay if you want to go change it or plan it differently. But then now it's yours now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that she would like your answer, though, this person writing, because she probably wanted you to say he needs to just stop complaining and giving advice if she makes the plans. He just needs to be quiet and take it.
Well, she might, but Joe might have another thought on that.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, I would say to this woman to really consider her husband in planning before any final decisions are made. And as Cindy said, you know, she is definitely the planner as it relates to family issues. And because I value my life, she's pretty much the way I go with things. And so I just kind of roll with that, you know.
I get it.
Yeah. So anyways, but, you know, if there is something really concerning that I think might be, you know, detrimental, then I'm definitely going to speak up and say something. But for the most part, Cindy and I have learned, it's kind of the dance we kind of perfected over the years. She has learned that if she wants to avoid conflict, that it's probably best for her to kind of bounce some ideas off of me before she goes dashing down that road of making some final decisions. But other things like plans for the family, getting together with the family, you know, family get-togethers. Mm-hmm. I have learned to stay out of that one. I mean, that's a lose-lose situation for me. So I don't even have to go there with that one, you know. But for this particular couple, I think I would probably ask more questions than give advice. And I think Cindy touched on that already. It's just kind of, you know, did you ever ask for his input in the past?
Yeah.
You know, is this guy feeling disregarded? And, could it be that he has more time in his hands now than he did, years ago? Maybe he's retired or semi-retired, and he just wants to be more involved in the decision-making for the family. And there's something wrong with that, of course. But it just sounds like she needs to extend a little grace to this guy, and because he might be feeling a little disregarded at this point. But, again, I have to ask the questions. I need to be there talking with them before I can really pass judgment on this one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I suppose, though, she could have a point, right? If he doesn't ever make plans for the family, does he even have a right to be frustrated? I can hear a woman listening asking this. She's like, well, he's not helping. So what do you want him to do?
Sure. Well, and I do feel like, in marriage, things should be a team effort. And so if he has something to say, I think he definitely needs to be able to say it. And I think what we need to do is have like sort of a whole picture of what's going on here, which I don't think we have just by this question.
Right,
but
exactly.
We have actually a follow-up question for next week that we'll talk about too. So they'll kind of maybe come back around and come together. But I really feel in this situation, why wouldn't it be just an easy thing to, on the front end, say to her husband, hey, this is what's happening. What are your thoughts? And that would probably change the whole complexion of whatever they're going through at this time.
That's what I was actually thinking, too, is like maybe when it becomes more of a conversation, and then it's like you as the planner are prepping yourself for your plans to change. Like a lot of times, I don't really enjoy planning trips or anything, but I was just in New York with my friend, and she is a planner. And so I just let go of the reins because I don't really care. And so we work out really great together because she navigates and does everything. But like I've mentally prepared myself to know that I probably don't know where I'm going most of the time, and that's okay.
Yes. Well, and if you take that into a marriage, that's a really good point, too. If you take that into a marriage, I think we do sort of morph into our roles of kind of who does what and who does what better, and that's all great. But Kathleen, if you were the one who had to plan a trip, you could do it very well and you would be confident in it. But when you are in a role with this particular person, you take a different seat in that relationship. And so I think that's probably a really good point for this couple. And if you did, Kathleen, have an opinion, you were going to go on a trip and you really had an opinion on a few things you'd want to see, you'd be able to plan it and interject it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me and this couple, the important thing is that each of you should have a voice.
Yeah.
But when do you do it so that you're not making the other person feel badly or not a part of what's going on?
Great advice again this week. Any final thoughts for us as we say goodbye?
Joe?
Well, no, I just understanding your roles in a relationship is very important, as Cindy said. And as Cindy also has said, Cindy is like the ultimate planner.
Right.
She is my own personal, travel agent, basically. And so I'm just thankful for her and all the planning that she does. And for the most part, like I said, she just nails it every single time. So, last thing I want to do is interrupt that process. But if in this situation, if this couple is really struggling with this whole issue, then I think it's time to just sit down and start talking with one another and get it on paper if you need to do that.
Yes. And I think, too, if this is the greatest of their worries, I think it'll be an easy one to accomplish.
Yeah, exactly. So folks want to reach out to you and perhaps even share their own questions for you to cover on the show. How can they do that?
Well, the best way would be through email, which they can do through our website, which would be joeferini.com or cindyferini.com. But they can also do that at My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And we love every day through the week, Monday through Friday, to pop something up there at 9:00 in the morning that just gives somebody out there something to think about. And we really have appreciated every week our base of people and people who like it grows. And so we know more people are being reached out there, and we love hearing from folks. So thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. You guys, again, Joe and Cindy Farini, listen in next week, same half hour, and they will join us with more advice. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.